Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Kind of an interesting story about a bill proposed by U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein. She's asked airlines to limit the number of drinks they serve to passengers in an effort to curtail the number of air rage incidents. I don't know if it's a bill that she's introducing, but she's asked them because booze, according to her, is the number one reason why there's so much of this air rage where people are going nuts and they're running up and down the aisle or whatever the hell they're doing. You know, one guy, what did he do? He took a, forgive me, but he actually did. He went, took a crap on a drink cart? I mean, this is nuts. And they say it's the booze. Art Griego is a right now retired pilot, did fly commercially briefly, and also does some private business. Art is in Santa Monica. Art, how are you?
Very good, Phil. Thank you for having me back on your program.
So what about this maximum drinks, too, so that there's no air rage?
I don't like the law. I don't like the proposal. I think that we're giving the flight attendants, I think, just have to do their job. I know that when I was flying, you'd walk out of the cockpit some days, and the cabin of the plane looked like a prison riot had been going on. Shoes everywhere, clothes every place, toilets not flushed in the john. What I would rather see are the flight attendants just do their job, keep an eye on the passengers. And the other thing, of course, is that they need to take care of those of us on the flight deck as well. So I'll tell you, Mr. Hendry, when I flew, we could land in some cities. You step out of the cockpit, it looked like there'd been a bomb went off. There's drink cups. And the other thing I think flight attendants need to do is keep the lavatories a hell of a lot cleaner. And they don't have a lot. I don't think they have all that much to do.
Well, I'm sure a flight attendant, if we had one on, is going to tell you different.
Well, I'm sure they'll tell you. They'll tell me that they need another $300 a week raise, perhaps. I don't know what they'd say, but I know what their duties are, and I don't think we ought to be passing legislation. I think that, you know, we ought to just get them to do their jobs better.
What causes air rage? Why are people upset?
Well, they're upset. Well, that's the problem. They're upset because they're not getting the kind of service that they want. That guy that you mentioned who you said took a crap on a drink cart was basically making a statement about the food. And I think the statement was, I'd rather eat this than your food.
And you think that guy was rational?
Well, at that point, he was angry, and I think justifiably so. I think that the service can be slow. I think that the drink service and food service especially can be slow. I think that, passengers get up and down out of their seats. I'm up there as a commercial pilot with a fastened seatbelt register. We try to get everybody to fasten their seatbelts. I open the door just for kicks to see if they're doing it. I see people standing up, stretching, lighting a cigarette, smoke detector going off in the john. And sometimes we'll just do it as a test, and any commercial pilot out there knows that there are times that we will simulate turbulence, and that is just moving the plane up and down just to get them to sit their rear ends down back there. Passengers, Phil, are like children, especially on an aircraft, and you got to treat them like children. And if you make them think the plane's going to crash or something like that, they'll finally sit their rear ends down and...
So are you telling me that some pilots... I've always suspected some pilots make the plane go...
Yeah, they make it go up and down like it's in turbulence.
Just so we'll sit down.
Yeah. Or you don't even have to do that. You can just flash the seatbelt sign, get your rear end back in your seat, and
of course, there are a lot of people who are using the bathroom.
Oh, that's a good excuse. I got to go to the bathroom. You could sit in your seat long enough, and you can hold it long enough for that seatbelt sign to be turned off.
You're indicting flight attendants for the high incidence of air rage, and that means you're saying that their bad service is making people angry.
I don't have any practice.
Yeah, I was going to say, what is your practical knowledge of that?
I can tell you how I feel sitting on the flight deck when I was flying. I want to get a cup of coffee. I want to get something to drink. About 50% of the time, I had to go open the door and walk back to the galley myself and look around for a clean glass, and you couldn't find that. And one time they brought me a cup of coffee. We had a plastic cup with lipstick on the rim. So you go back there, you're looking for a clean glass, you're looking for a clean plate, maybe something to eat, and everything is all over the place. A couple of them are asleep.
Who did you fly for? Okay, let's dump that. Art, you don't want me to mention?
I'd really rather not mention the airline.
Well, that sounds like a pretty sloppy organization, okay? I mean, the flight... And the other thing about food is the flight attendant can't control the food, right? That's brought aboard by a catering service.
Well, what I'm saying, Phil, if the service were better, there wouldn't be people getting nuts in this air rage thing. It stands to reason. You make me happy, I'm happy. You piss me off, I'm pissed. The quality of service on airliners has gotten so bad that people are crapping on drink carts. Now, that never happened before. I never heard about that. And now, and what is this about? As a pilot, I got a plane to fly. Hello, I can't be worried about whether the flight attendant is pissing off the passengers. A lot of pilots have got to come out of the cockpit, cool out some beef between the flight attendant and the passenger, because if we don't, that's when emergency exits start getting open at 30,000 feet. Let me ask you a question. You think I need that? I'll tell you right now, I don't need that.
What do you suggest the flight attendant do?
Well, as I said, you're dealing with passengers. They're a lot like kids. First of all, this two-drink limit thing's a joke. If you're lucky, that's about all you're going to get anyway. Let's get the drink service going. Move it. Move your ass. If one card isn't good enough, get two. Get another flight attendant to hand-deliver the drinks, whatever it takes. Secondly, while you're serving the drinks, get the food fixed. And have somebody working on the food while you're doing it. Do everybody a favor and make sure the tape machine for the in-flight movie is in some kind of working order so that you don't have people going, excuse me, stewardess, my headphones don't work. And I'm sure...
Well, any of us who have been on a transcontinental flight know that one. My headphones don't work. The tape machine's busted.
It's chronic, Phil. And don't bother the flight deck with your problem. You think you got problems because somebody in 23E needs a pillow. It's all I can do to keep from flying the thing into the side of a mountain. And I don't need some flight attendant standing over me and saying, the guy in 23E needs a pillow, can you turn the air up? And I'm trying to avoid mountains in a fog.
Art Griego, former commercial pilot, talking very pointedly about the service that flight attendants said, and I would think that you'd back them up.
I do back them up. I'm trying to help them avoid legislation that's going to make them limit drinks.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 is our numbers. We talk about flight attendants and air rage and this idea that if we limit drinks to maximum, there won't be any. And you're saying there won't be any air rage when the service gets better.
Yeah. Phil, I remember landing in a very thick fog at LAX one time, and I was praying that after we came out of the cloud cover, there was going to be a runway there and not a row of houses. And
What happened?
I got a flight attendant asking me to turn the air up. The other thing the flight attendant ought to do is that...
So what you're asking here...
I'm asking the flight attendants that when we come out of the cockpit where the flight deck is, we come out to look at a cabin that doesn't look like someone threw a hand grenade in there. Graffiti, toilet paper, toilets not flushed, backs of seats slashed with knives. One flight, it looked like somebody tried a Lithgow. And
what is a Lithgow?
That's when they try to take out a window with a fire extinguisher, like the guy did in the toilet.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So...
There's no need for the two-drink maximum.
Not if a flight attendant's doing her job, no.
All right, Art Griego at 1-800-449-8686. That's what they call a Lithgow. It's when someone takes a fire extinguisher and tries to take out a window. Art's a former commercial pilot. He flies privately now, and he believes that a lot of the cause of air rage is the bad service. He mentioned that as a pilot, he can't even get a cup of coffee without lipstick marks on the cup. He went back to the galley. Now, that might just be the airline that he flew for. Let's be conscious of that. But when you walk out of the... He mentions walking out of the cockpit of the plane at the end of a flight and seeing the cabin with, seats slashed up with knives, clothes laying around, and toilets unflushed. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I think, Phil, the other thing is flight attendants, they're hiring a lot of male attendants now, and that, I guess that feminine touch that you used to get, you don't get as much anymore. And I think that's another reason for air rage. I think you got a lot of male pilots, or male passengers, I should say, who don't want to talk to a male flight attendant. They like the old traditional female flight attendants. And I had a guy say to me, and I'm not saying this is my opinion, some guy said to me, is there a law against hiring female flight attendants who have breasts?
Who have breasts?
Yeah, because he was, I guess he was saying that the ones they're getting now are flat-chested. I don't know. But
well, that's not got anything to do with the woman.
No, I'm not saying it does, but this is the male passengers. And the guy that took a crap on a flight, on the drink cart, I think he was angry because there weren't any females back in coach. They were all up in first class.
Well, we don't know. I think the guy sounded like he's nuts. 1-800-449-8686. Art Griego, a former commercial pilot, now private pilot, on the line with us. We're talking about the proposal by Dianne Feinstein, the senator from California, that there be a two-drink maximum on airline flights to keep air rage at a minimum. Here's Fran on the Phil Hendry Show. Fran?
Yes, uh-huh.
Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
Oh, I'm just saying the gentleman undoubtedly is wacko.
He's wacko.
Crazy. He needs to see a psychiatrist.
Why is that?
He is air rage waiting to happen.
Wait a minute.
He doesn't need to be on an airplane.
Wait a second.
If I knew he was on an airplane, I would not put my foot on it.
Wait, what did I do to all of a sudden you're venting on me? I'm talking about you guys not doing your jobs. If you're a flight attendant, I don't know what. Are you
a passenger? Did you know you're not supposed to be out of that cockpit unless it's an emergency situation or going to use the bathroom?
I'm looking for a cup of coffee. I'm looking for a cup of coffee.
What you're doing out there looking around for a glass and all that sort of thing is against the rules.
That's against the FAA. Wait a second. I'm back. You know as well as I know. I can come out of that cockpit if I want to.
During to simulate turbulence, you would be fired for that. Just tell the FAA your name.
Hey, you know
you won't
something?
Fly again.
Why are you making this about me? You know as well as I do that air rage
that
is about air rage is about flight attendants who can't
keep a clean plane.
You can't flush a toilet. If passengers had some good legs to look at, maybe the food would be overlooked.
You're crazy.
I'm crazy.
The problem is...
Look, I'm going to jump in here. Is this Fran?
Yes.
This is Phil Hendry, Fran. Are you a flight attendant?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I've been flying 33 years.
Okay.
I know a little bit more about it than this guy who probably flew for two months and got fired.
Okay, yeah, I did.
How long did you fly for, Art?
2 years.
2 years. Why are you no longer...
Yeah. Quit in 2 years.
Let me tell you, I couldn't stand the smell of the plane.
Yes, they couldn't stand your smell is what happened.
I couldn't stand the smell of unflushed toilets.
Yes,
and that whatever it was you thought you were cooking back there.
Yes, right.
Now, hold on for a minute. These, first of all, in-flight meals are catered onto the plane by a service, are they not?
Yes, they are. And then a flight attendant gets a hold of it. All you got
to
do is put it in a microwave.
This guy's crazy.
And they will cook.
He's not even a pilot.
They cook it beyond... I'm not a pilot.
No, you're not. Why don't you tell your name
Santa
and whoever you're working for, we'll fire you.
I didn't hear what the lady said.
She wants to know what...
My name is Art Griego.
And who do you fly for?
I am not at liberty. They told me not to mention the airline that I fly for.
Sure,
okay?
Because if you put out the airline name, they would fire you.
I do not fly for them any longer. I have a private pilot's license. You know, this is just like a flight attendant to laugh into the face of a pilot. You know what? I can only hope your next flight out, somebody misjudges a mountain.
Oh, boy.
Funny, isn't it?
Hey, listen, I just came in from Frankfurt. We had a wonderful service on a full load. My whole body's aching because I stood up the entire flight. The passengers all got off and said they had a wonderful time.
Yeah,
and I'm
lied
happy
through
to
their
tell
teeth.
My airline. I work for United Airlines.
Lied through their teeth.
Yes.
And
you do
something?
Get wackos on buses, you get wackos in cars, you get wackos on trains. Every now and then you're going to get one on an airplane.
Yeah.
And that guy who defecated on the cart was undoubtedly a wacko.
Well,
you're going to run into
like
him everywhere.
You run into guys that crap on drink carts all the time. Is that what you're saying?
I'm one of them.
No, you said you run into guys that crap on drink carts all the time.
No, I did not say that. I did not. I said you get a wacko.
Do they ever ask you out?
On any kind
of... Okay.
Yeah,
transportation. You're going to get them these days. You're going to get one here and there, but you deal with it in the best way possible.
The reason why you get them is because you guys are up there fooling around with drinks.
You
just get the drink.
You are a male chauvinist pig.
Yeah, no.
I know what
all
you
I'm
want
saying
and you're
is,
not getting
how
it.
How am I a male chauvinist pig?
You made the comment, by the way.
You said what?
Is there a law against hiring flight attendants with breasts?
I didn't say that. One of the passengers said that.
He's no more a pilot than anything.
Well, you know something? Let me tell you something.
A pilot would never say something like that.
No, a passenger said it. A passenger said it to me.
All right, listen, thank you very much for your call, Fran. You got a real problem with flight attendants.
I don't know.
What is it?
It's just, since they started hiring the guys, it's just not as much fun.
What do you mean as much fun?
Well, It used to be a lot of fun in the hotel. You'd fly in, do an international, and run. You know, you're in London, Paris, whatever. Girls are in a hotel with you. You have a couple of drinks. What, is that a crime? You know, and that,
were you guys married?
Huh?
Were you guys married, the pilots?
You're going to tell me it's a crime now to have a cocktail with a woman?
I'm not saying it's a crime. You guys were there. So, in other words, there's no good-looking female...
No, not the way it used to be. Now they're hiring men. And I'm going to tell you right now, these guys are... how do I put this? They're not anchored to the earth too good.
They're gay.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that a travesty?
There's nothing wrong with it, but it's just... It's not fun the way it used to be.
1-800-449-8686. Art Griego, former commercial pilot, talking about air rage. What causes it? Flight attendants and their bad service, according to him. Angie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to make a comment to that former pilot.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not a flight attendant, and I don't personally know any, but from my flying experience, they've always treated me and other passengers very well. I mean, they work hard. They get things out like they should. What's the problem with having a two-drink minimum? I mean, if you can't fly for 2 hours without having a drink, or 4 hours, you must have an alcohol problem anyway.
Well, I think a lot of people are nervous flyers. They like to have a cocktail. If you're flying 10 or 11 hours to Europe, I think two drinks is unreasonable. I think you ought to be allowed to have more than two drinks. But we're really not... The problem...
Well, coming really about that pilot, because...
The problem is, with air rage, is that these flight attendants are up there fooling around.
Is this the pilot?
Yes, ma'am. This is Mr. Griego.
And okay. I've been listening for about
passengers are like kids,
now.
And a stewardess needs to smack them in the line. Do you have children, ma'am?
Yes, I have children.
Right.
And I'm also a teacher, and I don't think you should refer to passengers as children.
They are. They're just like
they're
children.
They know how to act. You should be able to get on a plane,
not on an airplane,
ride it for a few hours, and not act like a fool.
Ma'am, I cannot risk the safety of an aircraft because some guy's not getting the kind of service he wants.
But it's not the flight attendant's problem. It's that person's problem.
No, but the flight attendant, if she gave him better service, he's not trying to open an emergency
accident. What
better
service? You want them at their beck and call? That's not their job. Their job is to get on there, make sure they have a safe flight, serve them. It's not a restaurant.
Well, all of a sudden, all the guy wants is...
They don't get a tip. They don't have to bend over backwards for these people.
No, these people...
Get a drink as soon as they want it?
Well, you're paying a lot of money. All the guy wants a little extra booze in his drink, and light touch there is walking away with the bottle.
He doesn't need any booze. I mean, that's ridiculous.
No, but,
he paid a lot of money to get from one point A to point B. He didn't pay that money to get a $2 drink.
The flight attendants today have got a lighter touch with a bottle than any in history.
Well, that's good. They don't need to be drinking on the plane anyway, acting a fool, crapping on the dinner plate, whatever they did. That's ignorant. That's stupid, and it's ignorant, and people ought to know how to act.
But, ma'am, what choice did that man have?
I hope you're not flying any planes that I'm flying.
Well, no, ma'am.
Because you're a rude pilot, you're a male chauvinist. You talk very badly about men and women. So
no.
What if a man is gay and he's a stewardess?
Well,
that's
his job. A man can't be a stewardess. But
well, I think I understand what the lady's saying.
My question to the lady is, the man that crapped on that drink cart, what choice did he have?
The choice that he had was get his butt up and go to the toilet.
No,
but
he was making
ignorant.
A statement. I think he was making a
what
political...
What kind of home training does he have?
He
and
was
you're supporting it?
Are you there, Art?
Yes. I'm just saying, what choice did he have?
What do you mean, what choice did he have? You just heard the lady. He could go to the can and use that.
But he was making a political statement.
That's not a political statement. You write down on paper a political statement. Ignorant people do ignorant things like that.
It was performance art.
Okay, whatever.
Well, do you know what performance art is?
What do you mean it was performance art?
It was a statement about the service he was getting.
What service? Like Phil said, the food had nothing to do with the flight attendant.
Why do you think it was performance art?
Because the word that we got, the news that we got, was after he did what he did, he put a garnish of parsley on top.
Because he's ignorant. He's gross. They should have served that to him.
That is about as sickening and disgusting and vile, and that clown should have been thrown out of the airplane at 30,000 feet. What do you think of that?
Believe me, Mr. Henry, if it was up to me, they would have done that. I would have dropped it down so the cabin pressurized, kicked open the emergency exit, and thrown the guy out.
What about the other passengers that have to deal with people like that?
Well,
I mean,
if we improve the service.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
With the former commercial pilot Art Griego about the idea of Dianne Feinstein's to make a two-drink maximum to avoid air rage on airline service. 1-800-449-8686. And here is Cindy on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing? Hey, I wanted to just address the pilot that was just on there. I work for one of the major airlines in fly out of Atlanta, so that gives you a clue of where, you know, who I am. But
why would that give me a clue?
Well, because Atlanta is a huge hub for one of the three carriers.
I don't know who.
Oh, okay. It's Delta Airlines.
Okay, so you're saying you fly for Delta?
Yeah, I do.
You could have just said that.
Oh, all
right,
well,
okay. So she's saying it. She flies out of Atlanta.
That's okay.
This is what I'm talking about.
That's okay. Now, what I want to say...
Hi, I fly for Delta.
What's the pilot's name?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Then you can say, what is your name? My name is Art Griego.
Take it easy, Art, okay?
Okay, great.
My name's Art Griego.
Art, I just wanted to address you by your name. You know, I'm sorry you had a bad experience.
Okay, can we move this along? Did you have something you want to say?
Okay, here's my thing.
Did you screen this call? Nothing. Just go ahead.
Okay, anyway...
Hi. And you fly for Delta. It makes sense.
Yes, I do.
Go ahead. Come on.
All of our pilots get treated with the utmost respect. They get served dinner.
I don't think I wasn't talking about Delta. I was talking about the airline that I fly for.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't know who that was.
And the fact is that air rage. Mr. Henry was talking about air rage. Are you familiar with what we were even talking about?
Yes, I am familiar.
Okay. We're talking about air rage and the fact that it is caused by bad service from flight attendants.
Well, if you have a decent carrier, they handle it on the ground before the plane takes off.
And they handle what on the ground?
Get put on the airplane. If there's a person that's irate or having a problem, they're not going to just have the first drink on your airplane. Probably they've connected and they've had two or three drinks and they want to keep drinking.
Oh, and what's wrong with that?
All
of a sudden the guy's not allowed to have a drink.
No,
we're talking about slow service, slow food service, no service, and as a pilot, I you know, all I want is a cup of coffee.
That's exactly
right. I'm fighting.
Right.
You know, you're up in the cockpit, and you're fighting so that you're not going to undershoot a runway by a quarter of a mile, and all of a sudden the door opens up, and you can smell the latrine.
Sir, I've been in a cockpit.
Okay.
I've been in a cockpit. I've been in your position.
And if somebody's giving me a cup of coffee with lipstick marks on it, and
no,
I'm fighting
well,
not
no,
to undershoot
no,
a runway.
No, if you're with a reliable carrier, you're going to get a crystal clear China cup with the coffee made the way you want it.
Well, when you hear about one, let me know.
Well,
she's flying for Delta Airlines, okay?
Oh, okay.
1-800-449.
I was going to ask her how her legs are. And do they distract the passengers enough to ignore the food? That's the big question.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Jenny on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Well, I must say my husband was a pilot for 38 years. I was a flight attendant. My stepdaughter's a flight attendant. My son-in-law's a pilot, and this man should not be on the air. He is not representing...
Wait a second. Wait. You work for the airline industry, not the FCC.
No.
Okay.
I know. But he should not be talking this way. I think he's crude and rude. He's demeaning the airline profession, which is a beautiful profession.
Well, when people start getting service and they stop getting so angry that they want to break into the cockpit, and then I got to deal with it.
Well, listen...
When you guys can't give them a drink... And they want to break into the cockpit and fly that thing straight into a field. That's my problem.
When was the last time you really flew commercially, sir?
When's the last time that you flew commercially?
I was working on I did not fly the airplane, but my husband
did. No ditzy blonde airhead is going to tell me how I shouldn't fly.
Wait a minute. And you didn't answer my question.
Know.
How long did you fly? You said 2 years,
and
you gave it up?
Two
Why don't
years,
you fly 38 years and enjoy the job?
38 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you might have enjoyed it, but did you ask your passengers how they were doing?
My husband was a pilot.
Ma'am,
I am
telling you, when a passenger gets such bad service, he has to crap on a drink cart.
Well, listen,
somebody's not enjoying the flight,
okay? Listen,
now, you may be enjoying
drinking,
yourself.
They could drink at the...
But when a guy drops his pants...
Don't talk when I'm talking,
crap,
sir.
...and takes a crap on
well,
a drink cart...
I heard that 10 times.
...sounds to me
I
like he's not enjoying
medicine.
Okay? I need medicine.
Yes, because
the flight attendant that caused him to take a dump.
Wait a minute, let me get my word in. These people could be drinking at the airport. They could have had drink on the way before.
Everybody's
so who knows how many drinks they had under their
belt
before they got on.
All right, we're I'm going to jump in here.
38 years of crappy coffee, graffiti covered latrines.
Not fair.
Okay, look at
not fair. Airlines give pristine service. It's the passengers.
Pristine service. 38
who don't want to pay the fare to get this pristine service because they're too much in a rush to get to where they're going. So they stop at the local bar at any airport.
They don't want to pay the fare. How did they get on the plane in the first place?
Pardon me? They cut down a lot of services because of the prices.
Well, then why don't you just start providing the service regardless of how much people are paying?
And then maybe we can provide services. The flight attendants.
Okay. Well, Jenny, what I would suggest is clean the latrine, flush the toilets.
Well,
and when you open up the cockpit door,
I
would rather not have the smell coming in there while I'm fighting to keep a plane under control.
What kind of plane were you flying?
I was flying an airliner that was going to undershoot the runway for a quarter of a mile.
Yeah, sure. You probably flew.
Let me ask you a question, and I don't think I'm being rude.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about.
Airplane.
They're not hiring flight attendants with breasts anymore.
Well, what does the difference that makes as long as they have brains? You don't
what
have
difference
to have
does
a
it
body.
Make? 10 hours on a plane, it makes
what
a difference.
I look like. I mean,
I'm up in the cockpit. Nobody sees me.
Are you a god?
They
got to
look at you, though. Am I a god?
Yeah, do you think
in the airline
you're so good-looking that you could demean every flight attendant?
I'm not demeaning every flight attendant, just the one that made that guy crap on the cart.
Can we
he
get off the guy crapping on the
he
cart?
He did it on his own.
Show a little skin.
You know what? It's not about that coffee, tea, or me bullcrap anymore. It's about service and safety. And you know what I'm talking about? And I don't know what airline you flew on where you'd walk out of the cockpit
the
and they'd been tearing the seats up with knives and they don't flush toilets?
And graffiti.
It's not
graffiti? Are you telling me the passengers are like spray painting on the inside of the cabin?
Yes.
No, they're not.
I'm telling you, I have been on aircraft where the passengers ripped the seats right out of the floorboards. I had one guy try to get the emergency exit open, not because he wanted to kill himself. He said he wanted a breath of fresh air.
Don't you think that guy's drunk?
Don't you think that guy's embellishing stuff?
No, I swear to God.
Don't you?
Absolutely the most ridiculous person you are.
I had a guy.
Representative for the airline.
You know what a Lyft guy is.
And you don't work for the airline, so what right have you got to talk?
Well, what right do you have to talk since you've been retired for 38 years, which would make you what, about 86?
I haven't been retired 38 years. My husband worked 38 years as a captain for the airline.
He was a captain.
And he passed away 8 years ago, and I hold him the highest regard.
I always will.
And it's men like you that make women and the airline industry look bad. And you shouldn't be talking.
I'll tell you, if
crazy.
The flight attendant had gotten your husband a drink in time, he wouldn't have crashed that plane. And you still
husband did not die in a plane crash, stupid. He died
very ill.
So don't say that.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought you said he
and
did.
She never said anything.
Pilots drinking either. Pilots do not drink.
You want to bet?
Well,
now,
maybe
that's what
you
I could...
did.
Well, that's
maybe
one.
You did. Maybe
yeah, okay.
That's why you were hallucinating.
All right. 1-800-449-8... I have to get going here, okay?
I was not allowed to make my point because this lady was insulting me.
No, you're not making any points to any woman or any person calling up that was with the industry.
Ma'am,
I'm
just
simply
saying...
And I'm ashamed of you, Mr. Henry, for having this ridiculous man on tonight.
Well, the guy... She hung up, okay?
Well, okay, she hung up because she didn't have any guts.
She had guts. She hung in with her there with you as long as she could.
Oh, guts.
And her husband didn't die in a plane crash, okay? She never said that he did.
I thought she said the guy couldn't hold onto the wheel because he was reaching for a highball.
Nope, never said that. Look, I don't know why there's air rage. I think the booze has a lot to do with it. I have never had on an airplane myself, had the urge to cause a problem. I think some people are afraid of flying.
Well, you quit making excuses for them. The flight attendants, if they ever get back to wearing dresses instead of pants, I thought her husband died on a baggage carousel, didn't she say?
Get out of here. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Henry, 1-800-449-8686.
You know, a kid got lost on America West. For a second time in a week, America West Airlines lost track of a child who was flying alone across the country. This is a little boy who was flying from one point to the next. I guess he was flying into San Diego, and apparently his flight was changed, and so the father didn't get the information. 10-year-old Cody Sherrill finally arrived at Lindbergh Field Tuesday night. He was almost 5 hours late. He'd been visiting his grandparents in Columbus, Ohio. They put him on a plane that was supposed to stop in Phoenix and continue on to San Diego. The father was expecting the son to arrive in San Diego Tuesday afternoon, but when the America West flight from Phoenix touched down, the kid wasn't on the plane. The flight comes in, everyone gets off the plane. I'm waiting and waiting and waiting, said the father. I thought he was still on the plane somewhere in the bathroom. There's got to be a reasonable explanation. Eventually became clear the kid was not on the flight. His father went into a frantic search. You can imagine, if you're a parent, what he got was hours of frustration. He checked with America West at the airport. They couldn't tell him what happened. Turns out America West had misspelled the kid's name. So when they went into the computer to find the kid and what flight he was on, they didn't have the last name because they misspelled it. Now, you know, here's the deal. This is not an America West thing. I'm not going to bag on America West. I don't want to bag on the airline business. I'm into solutions, man. I'm into finding a solution, okay? Not just bagging on an airline. You go into any airport and see some guy standing there screaming at a ticket desk, you can see that every day. It doesn't matter. It could be America West. It could be Delta. Every day there's people unhappy in airports. A lot of times it's their fault, and a lot of times it's the airline's fault. Because they do enter in the wrong name, and they do have equipment failure, and they do have rude people working at the gate, and they do have dumb flight attendants, and they do have crappy service, and they do have guys throwing your bags around, and they do have slow baggage service. Hey, it just is. It is what it is. There's some passengers that are unruly and engage in air rage, but for the most part, passengers are pretty cool, and they're paying a pretty fat price to fly in that plane. So here's what they need to do in the airline business. You know how you can go to college and take hotel management? You can go to college and get a degree. You can get a college degree in hotel management service, restaurant service, whatever the hell. Why can't you go to college and take why don't the colleges offer a course, begin to offer courses in, I don't know what you would call it, flight travel service, flight management, something like that. Because the business is big enough, the industry's big enough. Because what's happening right now, you can't stand at a car that's a piece of crap and scream at it for being a piece of crap. You're an idiot if you stand there and say, this car's a piece of crap. Why don't you get more mileage per gallon? Well, you can't. The car's a piece of crap. So standing there and screaming at an airline desk is like standing at a crap can car and saying, why don't you get more miles? You can't. You gotta get a new car. The trip with air travel today, it's just about as good as it's going to be with some of the dumbasses that they got working in the airline business. I don't care if you work in the airline business and you work really hard. I'm sure you do. You're surrounded by dumbasses that don't know their jobs. And frankly, and I don't mean to be insulting, but I guess it's going to be, they've got no more intelligence than some of the people who bus tables in restaurants. That's the truth. Take a look at the way the guys are handling the bags. They don't give a crap. Nothing wrong with that. That's okay. You come some kind of a dumbass, you haven't got a college education, the only job you can get is handling bags at the airport, and you're throwing the stuff around like it's just garbage. I mean, you could go get a job as a garbage man, and guess what? You could throw that crap around. So why don't they offer these college courses in, like, flight management? Get some people in there that know how to read a computer, some people who've got some better ideas on how to route flights, some people that maybe got some better ideas on how to train people. In other words, it becomes a real profession as opposed to this joke that it's become. And you know what? With all due respect, it's a joke. It's a joke. Yeah, I know. I can get in the plane and get to one plane. Hey, let me tell you something. It seems like the only cats that have really got the job down are the pilots, because the plane takes off, I fly, I get there. That's all that guy's got to do. But try to get a drink. Try to get a pillow. Try to get a blanket. Try to get your bag. Try to get, try to have a flight attendant with some breasts. Try to see some legs. Try to see, oh, I'm sorry. Okay, 1-800-449-8686, the best to fill, 877-616-PHIL. Pick it up, order it, it's cool. And the money goes to my friend's place.
Phil Hendry. Flashback. guy just spamming you some penis enlargement email, I would think you'd be happy.
Why?
It's an opportunity for you.
Look at dude, I don't need the opportunity. I wanted uplifting emails from listeners, okay? Bud goes in there and pulls off some spam that we got from some Feignor Laboratories about penis enlargement.
Very uplifting.
I felt it was very good news. Your wife might be happier if you replied to the email.
Well, I'm not going to reply to the email.
It just said, hit respond on the, if no pun intended, toolbar.
Yeah. This is supposed to be from listeners. Okay?
Phil, don't. Can I ask a question?
What?
Don't you want to be normal like Mr. Holland and me? And
I am normal, all right? I am normal.
Sure. So they all say.
Come on, man. This is spam email. This has got nothing to do with listeners to the Phil Henry Show sending us uplifting email.
Well, that's the best one I could find.
So in other words,
look at the kid's doing his job, Phil.
So I just want to ask. In other words, Bud, of all the email we get, the most uplifting and positive email to the Phil Henry Show last week was this piece of spam on penis enlargement.
Yeah, that was it.
I mean, that's the only good mail you're getting.
Well, I refuse to believe that.
Well, you want to come in and look at email with me in the morning? You could come in.
Look, the only thing the kid's getting is that he's got to read it. Don't you want an uplifting email?
Well, yeah.
You want one once a week, right?
Sure.
Well, if that's it, that's it.
That's all it was, Mr. Hall. Everybody else said Mr. Henry a dick brain. You want me to do uplifting email week, right?
Yes.
Don't blame the tard if you don't get any good mail.
I can't.
I'm telling you, come in and uplifting, you know, I do my job. I come in, I sit down, I go, Mr. Henry, dickhead. I hate Mr. Henry. His show blow. Look at this. Blow. A million blow. Then I come in this one. Hey, Mr. Henry, we can help you make your penis normal size. So.
And then you bring it in here and read it on my show.
That's what you want him to do. Why don't you just admit you're wrong?
You know, I really do you a lot of good.
I'm not wrong, man. You know what I'm talking about. And you know what spam is, too. It's when you get all these emails sent to you by all these companies.
You didn't tell me not to read the spam. You just said, get the best email.
And that was it?
Yeah. Here it is. I hate your show. We can make your penis bigger. All right, pick that one.
Better yet, admit that it wasn't spam. Admit it was not unsolicited. Just admit that you've been in contact.
I haven't been in contact with Feignor Laboratories.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, you guys think I'm lying?
No.
No, we believe you.
I didn't send away for any stuff on penis enhancement. Do you understand?
Yeah, we understand.
I believe you.
Look at you, guy.
No, what's the problem? I believe you didn't do it. You say you didn't do it.
If you say you didn't send away to Feignor Advertising, whatever the hell it was, for an email telling you in depth how you can get your penis enlarged, we believe you.
You're sure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay, then.
All right, you feel better?
You all right?
I'm fine, yes.
So do you want me to have them send some more information?
No, I don't need it, okay?
I thought you might want the penis exercise video, so I hit reply on a toolbar.
Yeah, no pun intended.
Thanks, guys.
I'm going to go look for more uplifting email.
Yeah, maybe one on breast enhancement, huh?
Oh, good. You want to enlarge your breasts?
That's pretty good, bud. Enlarge your breasts.
Phil Henry.